silence. But when I wrote the 433, I was in the process of writing The Music of Changes. And that was done in an elaborate way, which has been described. At any rate, there are many tables, tables for pitches and tables for durations and tables for amplitudes. And they were all done with the chance operations. In the case of 433, I actually used the same method of working. And I built up the silence of each movement. And the three movements add up to 433. I built up each movement by means of short silences. It seems idiotic. But that's what I did. I didn't have to bother with the pitch tables or the amplitude tables. All I had to do was work with the durations. I don't think that in this kind of work that spontaneous is the word. I think that I didn't know I was writing 433, but I didn't spontaneously say it was 433. I built it up gradually, and it came out to be 433, and I just might have made a mistake in addition and in the talk that I gave. I said that there should be a piece that had no sounds in it. And the thing that gave me the courage to do it, finally, I think that talk was given in 47. And the thing that gave me the courage was in 49. And that was seeing the white, empty paintings of Bob Rauschenberg, to which I responded immediately, not as objects, but as ways. You could say that I've said before that they were airports for shadows and for dust, but you could say also that they were mirrors of the air. And the marvelous thing about the about 433, I think I say on the published music that it can be any length. And that should occur to anyone, knowing that it was written by means of chance operations. It could have been some other length, so that we can listen at any time to what there is to hear. And I do that with a great pleasure and often. And you can do it either in ordinary circumstances or in extraordinary circumstances. And it works very well.
music.